Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this episode of the Beaver Dam. I am your host, Tyler Avila. My co-host, partner in crime, and my best buddy, Trent Mast, is unable to join us tonight here in the booth. He has a lot of homework he needs to get done, which is totally understandable, which I do as well. So we'll make this episode short, sweet, and to the point. Over the weekend, we wrapped up homecoming here at Bluffton U, and a lot of our sports teams were in action. Most of them, really, besides the men's golf team they had this weekend off, they'll be back in action this coming weekend, and I'll talk more about that here once we get back from our break. But looking at all the teams who competed were both cross-country teams, the men's and women's team. The women's golf team competed over the weekend at the HCAC Championships. Both men's and women's soccer teams traveled to Hanover, Indiana to take on the top dogs in their conference, or in our conference. Both Hanover's men's and women's team were at the top of both the men's and women's polls in the conference for soccer. The volleyball team actually wrapped up the weekend on Sunday with a game against Transylvania. And then on Saturday for the football game, our team hosted Manchester. But we'll dive into those when we get back. Looking at games tonight, the Monday night football game on ESPN, the San Francisco 49ers will be in Green Bay to take on Aaron Rodgers and the rest of the Packers. Like I stated on Friday, I don't think this will be a game to really watch. I think the Packers will just decimate San Francisco. That team has just been beaten up. Also, my Los Angeles Dodgers will be in action as they evened up the series on Saturday. There's now 1-1 tie between them and the Milwaukee Brewers. Game 3 will be tonight at 7:39 on Fox Sports 1. So if you are looking for a great baseball game, tune into Fox Sports 1 and watch the Brewers at the Dodgers. Yesterday, the Patriots beat the Kansas City Chiefs in what was a really great game. It came down to the wire. They beat them 43-40. Yesterday as well, the Boston Red Sox evened up the American League Championship Series against the Houston Astros. So they'll be traveling to Houston here. I think tomorrow is when Game 3 would be for the American League Series. Looking at the polls in football for the top 25, Ohio State jumped up to number 2 with Georgia being upset over the weekend. Alabama remains at number 1. LSU is number 5. Clemson moves up to 3, and Notre Dame's 4, so I'll actually put them in numerical order. Alabama 1, Ohio State 2, Clemson 3, Notre Dame 4, and LSU is 5. Michigan slipped into the top 10 after they decimated Wisconsin in the primetime game on ABC. They're at number 6. Texas moves up 2 spots to number 7. Georgia slips to number 8. Oklahoma moved back to number 9. And UCF remains at number 10. So the top 10 was really shaken up over this past weekend. But that's enough of what's going on outside of Bluffton Sports. When we come back, I will discuss how the cross-country teams raced and what happened with the women's golf team at the HCAC Championships. And we'll round out with the women's soccer game at Hanover. You're listening to the Beaver Dam here on 96.1 The Wit.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back here to the Beaver Dam here on 96.1 The Wit. I am your host, Tyler Avila, and we'll jump into what happened with these cross-country teams. So both of these teams raced at Oberlin in the Interregional Rumble. This was their final tune-up race before the HCAC Championships here in 2 weeks, and the women's team came home with another excellent result on Saturday. They ran to another all-time best finish, placing 7th out of 26 teams in the race, including knocking off many conference foes in the process. The Beavers were led by junior Alexis Cash, who ran the second fastest time in school history, just 3 seconds short of her own school record. Cash took 18th place in the meet with a time of 23 minutes. Senior Jenny Masson followed Cash through with a season best time of 23.34, which is a career best and also places her back into the top 10 times in school history. The pack of Beavers continue to sprint through the line one after the other as sophomore Kimberly Hetrick ran a career best 23.41, good enough for 54th place. Sophomore Bailey Barrington dropped a minute off her personal best to finish just behind Hetrick in the 60th spot with a time of 23.47. Junior Eric Cox rounded out the scoring five for Bluffton with a 22nd personal best time of 24.33 and the 97th place finish. Freshman Hope Nixon also added a 2-minute personal best to round out the Beavers women with a time of 27.04. Now moving on from the women's team to the men's team, they placed 20th out of 27 scoring teams with 488 total points. They were led by junior Dakota Frost, who easily ran a season best time of 26.36, which was good enough for the 37th spot. Senior Jonah Eckert finished 10 places behind Dakota Frost with a 47th place finish and a time of 26.46, while junior Connor Gulick also finished with a season best mark of 27.22 and the 81st place finish. Senior Michael Lehman was next across the line for Bluffton with a season best time of 30.37, while Jacob Hill rounded out the scoring for Bluffton. The Beavers will return to the course on Saturday, October 27th, as they again head to Shelbyville, Indiana for the HCAC Championships. The women's race is set to begin at 12 p.m. sharp, with the men's race to follow at 1 o'clock. So moving on from cross-country to women's golf, this women's golf team competed at the HCAC Championships at Liberty Country Club over the weekend. This women's golf team welcomed the change in temperatures with a 454 on day one. Abby Bullion and Briley Oberdorf were separated by just two strokes at 106 and 108 at the top of Bluffton's leaderboard. Keely Briggs checked in with a 114 and Courtney Kretschmar rounded out the foursome with a 126 on Saturday. Now on Sunday, this women's golf team dropped 14 strokes, scoring a 440 on day two of the HCAC Championships at Liberty Country Club. Briley Oberdorf carded an even 100, giving her a team low 208 for the weekend. Abby Bullion was 10 strokes back at 218, with a 106 on day one and a 112 on day two. Running out this women's golf team was Keely Briggs at a 222 and Courtney Kretschmar with a 246. The Beavers will return to the links in March when they head south for spring break. But the men, they have their HCAC preview this weekend at the Anderson Country Club, so we wish the men's golf team the best of luck. So moving on from the women's golf team to women's soccer, this Bluffton University women's soccer team ran into a buzzsaw at Hanover College, dropping a 4-0 decision to the Panthers on Saturday, October 13th. Bluffton fell to 1-11-1 overall and 0-5 in the HCAC, while Hanover improved to 12-1 and 5-0 in the conference. I do believe Hanover was nationally ranked in Division III at 18th, I do believe. The Panthers went up 3-0 at the half on the strength of 18 shots. Hanover tacked on another tally with just over 15 minutes to play en route to the 4-0 shutout. Sophomore Sienna Sullivan notched 14 saves against a Panther squad that forced all 13 corner kicks in their victory. Bluffton will return to the Sears Complex for a 3 p.m. matchup on Wednesday against Mount St. Joseph. So make sure you guys come out and support your Beavers on Wednesday, as that is their second-to-last home game of the season. They have Wednesday against Mount St. Joseph and then Senior Day on Saturday against Transylvania. So don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with more recaps of the men's soccer game, the volleyball game, and the football game. You're listening to the Beaver Dam here on 96.1 The Wit.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back here to the Beaver Dam here on 96.1 The Way. I'm your host, Tyler Avila. Again, Trent Mast is not here with me tonight as he is working on homework, and that's totally fine. I'm trying to speed through some of this stuff so I can get back to working on my homework as well. I love being in here, though, and being in the booth. Just take time and, like, relax and give you guys what you want to hear. What happened over the weekend if you are unable to get out to the games, or if you went to one of the games and missed most of the other ones that were happening. So, to start off our final segment, we'll go to the men's soccer team. Again, as I mentioned, they were at Hanover as well with the girls. They have most of their Saturdays are double headers, so they travel, especially in conference play, they travel with each other. When the games are away, women will play at 1, men around 3:30, 4 o'clock. But the Bluffton University men's soccer team dropped a 4-0 decision at Hanover College on Saturday, October 13th. Bluffton fell to 12-2 overall and 1-4 in the HCAC, while Hanover stayed perfect with a 5-0 mark in the conference. They are 8-5 overall. The home team netted a pair of scores in each half on its way to the 4-0 victory. Bluffton was whistled for one more foul, 12-11, while Hanover forced 5 out of the 6 corner kicks in the match. Freshman keeper Hunter Fleck notched 7 saves for the visitors. Bluffton is back on the road on Wednesday for a night matchup at Mount St. Joseph. Kickoff is slated for 7 o'clock under the lights in Cincinnati. So that'll be a great feeling just to have a night game. Like, I wish we had lights here, like, to not only have a football game under lights, but also, like, leading up to that football game, have home soccer games on the turf. I think that would be awesome. So moving on from the soccer field to the hardwood, the Bluffton University volleyball team fell to Transylvania in 4 sets on Sunday. The end of homecoming weekend was not kind to the Beavers, who dropped their first HCAC match of the season. Bluffton slipped to 12-11 overall and 1-4 in the Heartland Conference, while Transylvania improved to 11-9 and 5-1 in the HCAC. Bluffton was up a set and leading 13-7 in the second when Transylvania turned the tables and never looked back. The Pioneers outscored Bluffton 18-6 to even the match at one set apiece before closing it out 25-13 and 25-16. Sophomore Remy Bauer was back to form, ramming home a team-high 14 kills against just 3 errors for a .262 hitting percentage. Seniors Bethany Martini and Aaron Weisgarber checked in with 12 and 9 kills, respectively. Weisgarber just missed out on a triple-double with 43 assists and 13 digs. Freshman libero Brooke Clemen topped the Beavers with 19 pickups. Courtney Zimpfer and Abby Rohrbach finished with 13 and 11 digs, respectively, while Martini chipped in with a dozen. Freshman Maddie White and Martini both stuffed the Pioneers with 3 blocks. So Bluffton will jump right back in action tomorrow when they travel to Anderson for a 7 o'clock HCAC matchup with the Ravens. So good luck to this volleyball team tomorrow as they look to get back onto the swing of things and pick up another HCAC victory against Anderson University. Last but not least, moving back a day to Saturday, as we were just on Sunday talking about the volleyball team, the Bluffton University football team hosted Manchester on homecoming, and it turned out to be a nail-biter. The visiting Spartans came out on top 21-17 with the help of 2 interceptions that were returned for touchdowns. Bluffton dipped to 1-6 overall and 1-4 in the HCAC, while Manchester improved to 3-4 overall and 3-2 in the conference. Bluffton struck first late in the first quarter when Plumbing Garner found Caleb Heilman for a 10-yard scoring toss in the back of the end zone for a 7-0 lead with 3:27 left in the opening stanza. After holding the Spartans scoreless in the first quarter, Manchester finally found the end zone thanks to a 40-yard interception return for a touchdown by Dylan Nelson that evened up the score at 7-7 with 11:37 left to play in the first half. The Spartans caught the home team off guard when Austin Roberts threw a 70-yard touchdown pass to Claverius Marshall that put them up 14-7. Adam Duncan connected on a 26-yard field goal, which made it 14-10 heading into the halftime break. After a scoreless third period, Isaac Zikafoos recovered a fumble and took it 80 yards to the house for a Beaver touchdown. His somersault made it 17-14 with 11:52 to play. Unfortunately, with 7:07 left in the fourth quarter, Plummy Garner threw a second pick six that was taken back for the 43-yard touchdown by Manchester's Dylan Nelson. That would ultimately be the icing on the cake for the Spartans. Gardner completed 11 of 26 for 106 yards with a touchdown and three interceptions. Drake Campbell and Darian Greeley went for 53 yards and 31 yards on the ground, respectively. The Beavers finished with 113 yards in the air and 128 yards on the ground for a paltry 241 total yards of offense. The Spartans managed just 320 total yards. Both teams struggled on third down while Bluffton converted 3 of 16 compared to 4 of 14 for Manchester. The Beavers' defense was led by Antonio Crossity, who rolled up with 10 solo tackles. Isaac Zikafoos had 6 solo tackles and most notably the 80-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. Dylan Schaefer also tallied 6 solo stops for the home team. Bluffton does have a bye this weekend, so they will be off and out of action before they go again on the road for another HCAC contest in 2 weeks. They will travel to Anderson University on Saturday, October 27th. That kickoff is slated for 1:30 p.m. And that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us on Friday. Check out our previous podcasts. Search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play The Wit 96.1 Podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TheBeaverDam961. For more stories and information, check out our website, BlufftonWit.com, and subscribe. This has been Tyler Avila, and I thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit. Roll Beef.